Hey guys, welcome to the podcast Tuesday edition. How are we?
Good.
Doing great.
Tuesday today went really fast. Show just went boom, flew.
Do it that did. Noise again.
Boom, flew.
One more time.
Boom, flew.
Yeah, good, good.
That was again consistent.
Yeah, very good.
What are you guys up to today?
You go first, Jade. What are you doing?
I've got my PT at 4:30 today. So I'm going to go train.
Doing squats?
I don't know. I tell him I don't want to know what we're doing. I just don't tell me because it's a mental thing, you know what I mean?
You don't want to be prepared.
Yeah, I don't want to be prepared. I just like getting thrown into it.
You want to be smashed.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I tell him that all the time.
How are you and your personal trainer getting along? Are you a good fit together? Because a lot of people stop training with their trainer because, you know, maybe not a good fit.
Really?
Clash of personalities.
My girlfriend got knocked up by a personal trainer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're talking a story.
20 years ago. Poor thing. It was sad.
Are they still together?
Yeah, about 20 years ago. Or 10 years ago, sorry. Now? I can't remember. She was not 20? Because she had the baby. We celebrated 21st and I think he was around
conceived
one.
At the gym?
I don't know. I never asked.
Behind the squat rack?
I never asked.
What's poking out?
Poor little thing. But anyway, she's very happy now. And she's
They're
actually
still
glad.
Together?
No. They got married and did all that sort of thing, but it didn't work out. Didn't last.
Did he have a wandering eye?
No, I just don't think. I think they just tried to do what they thought was the right thing by getting married.
But it just didn't work. Right,
it's not the solution. You don't get married just because you're having a child with somebody.
That's true.
That's a bad idea.
Bad idea. Didn't work out.
Can't be having that.
What a fascinating bit of goss.
How are your nose going, Crevo?
Very good. So there'll be a plumber there today. So I moved the bath in last night.
Oh, how'd it go? The cast iron bath.
The very heavy bath. It was fine, actually. I just put like a very thick blanket under it and then just...
On the dolly?
No, just slowly moved it on the floor.
Oh, shit. That would have been dicey with your new floorboards.
Yeah, it was a very thick, felty kind of blanket. And I was like inch by inch just checking everything. It was fun. It worked out fine.
Well, I was waiting for your call.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to call you if I didn't have to. So I was able to get into the bathroom. And then we'll put the feet on today. I was watching videos of how to attach feet last night.
And then you what? And then you got to flip it.
Yeah, flip it. Well, flip it first and then put the feet on, then flip it back.
Ugh.
So that'll be interesting.
Mission.
Tiling's all done now.
In the bathroom.
Looks good?
Looks good.
Really good?
Yeah, very happy.
The old Swedish bathhouse timber walls. Gone.
All gone. And then the tiler's now putting the floor in the laundry. Ready for tiling.
How fun.
So it's all a bit busy today.
The party is getting closer, Jade.
Yeah, we'll be having a party for sure.
That'll be cool. Good.
A renovation warming or something. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. What are you up to, Maddie?
Well, I went to IKEA yesterday and spent up.
Is there anything you have to put together?
No. Hang up your picture on the wall?
Basically hang up pictures. I've got four pieces for the wall from IKEA.
That's nice. Do you have those, like, are you using those 3M hooks?
No, well, I'm just thinking about that, in fact. Do I go the blue tack? Do I go the 3M hook?
3M, they're unreal. They're so good. I can't recommend them highly enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Really interesting art at IKEA. I know it's basic bitch art, but it's great. Like, it looks good.
If you like it.
I saw on your story a deer or a bird or something in gold.
It's a bird.
It's like a black canvas, like fabric, and gold stitching of like this bird.
Modern Moody.
Modern Moody.
Only piece of artwork you need in your room is the one you already have framed of us.
I thought you were going to say yourself.
That says friends, you, me, Crevo and Jackson.
Yeah, look, I need to spread my wings.
No, you're never spreading your wings. I'm going to keep them clipped. You're with me forever.
If you ever thought you were doing anything else, you're not. Jade's got you.
Yeah. Good show today.
It was very fun.
Very fun. straight after this on the podcast, we're talking tree marriages. Jade.
Yeah, we are. So some lass went and got hitched to a tree. She's celebrating her first year anniversary, but turns out she's in a relationship with an actual human being at the same time.
Polyamorous relationship between two humans and a tree.
Wow.
Watch out for splinters. It's my only advice.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
What a horrible thought.
Bit of wood in the wood. Be horrible, wouldn't it?
We'll leave it right there. Enjoy.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning, guys. How are we today? Welcome to
Feeling
great. Good morning. It's Tuesday, yes.
You're in a good mood.
I am, actually, yesterday. Good. After the show,
yeah.
Went to the beauty school that I go to, the training school. So when students
this
need...
is when you get $1 manicures, $2 pedicures.
Exactly, but a little bit more than that, $10. And so I went there. It's good because they're training, they're learning.
Yeah.
And
I bet you love the chat. Or your toenails. Oh, you put them right up on the desk.
Done.
They look good.
Yeah, I got red toenails because she had to do red because it's part of her
training.
Assessment. She had to paint a red toenail.
You know what they look like? The colour of those is, you know when they get like a candied apple?
Yeah.
That they sell.
Like a toffee apple.
A toffee apple. They're exactly that colour.
Yeah, but she was really good. But you know what? I've never had it. Like, you know, you see the foot places around town where you go get acrylic nails and they've got the basins.
Yes.
You're in, you're out. This was great. They actually...
just propped up on her chair next to her.
Yeah, I was on this full-on bed. They soaked my feet, and then my feet came out of the water after she scrubbed them, and then, like, she's rubbing all this stuff onto it. But then they put this foot mask on, and they wrap my feet up in, like, alfoil and cling wrap, and then I just sit there
ready
and bake.
Ready to go in the microwave.
Yes. I'm just sitting there baking, and then they eventually take it off, and... all the cream sort of gone, like dried out a little bit, but it's all moist, like the moisture's all gone into my foot, so they're all nice and soft.
Looks
and stuff.
Great. Now, Crevo, you are sitting next to Jade. Mm. Can you do me a favour? She has taken her shoe off. Can
touch
you feel
feet?
Her feet
oh, yeah,
for
of
a
course
second?
I can.
Okay.
Just to
COVID safe, I think this is.
Yeah, it is.
Just to confirm that they are indeed soft.
Oh, yeah, quite soft.
Yeah, and
I mean, compared to mine, which are like a bunch of old rock cakes or something.
Touch my hands too. I've got a pedicure. I mean, a manicure.
Oh, yeah. Your hands, like your fingertips, are quite soft.
Oh, very good.
Matty, you were so awkward there.
Yeah, what was
so
he?
Awkward?
I don't know. He's like, yeah.
You know, Matty was exactly like he was trying to grab a tissue from someone who's got a cold.
It's like watching your parents make out. It's just wrong.
What do you mean?
It's funny how you have this obsession that, like, Crevo and I have this thing that's not a thing.
Well, yeah. You did just caress your foot.
Well, you asked me to touch it. There was no caressing going on.
But, yeah.
Anyway, there you go, Jade. Don't you feel awkward, though, going in to, like, a TAFE and getting it, those sorts of things done?
Nah.
You're helping them get their Certificate 9 in...
Certificate 4.
They're
really nice girls.
So
they're really nice.
I imagine they also practice human interaction there as well, like chatting to clients.
Yeah, they've got
like the old hairdresser chat.
Yeah, they bring the clipboard in and they ask you, oh, you know, do you have any allergies?
How's
and
your
all
day
this
going?
And I'm like, ooh. It's fun.
They're learning.
Yeah.
You love a marriage, Jade. Moving
I do.
On. And we've got a story coming up next about a marriage between a person and a tree.
Yeah. So this woman actually got married to a tree a year ago and she celebrated her first anniversary.
That's so cute.
It is.
And totally weird.
An actual tree. So we're going to have a little bit more of a chit-chat into that.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
We're talking a marriage between a person and a tree right now.
That's right. So unfortunately, this woman lives over in the UK because I think she'd be a fascinating woman to get in the studio and have a chat to.
Have a talk to, yeah.
She's from Liverpool. She's a mother and she's found a new purpose in life. She's come out saying that she's really found herself as she celebrated the first anniversary of her wedding to a tree. So,
oh my God.
Question, is it legal to marry a tree?
I believe
in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, I believe it is.
I mean, is
fascinating.
That great for tax? Because you can claim a dependent who's not really taken up any of your resources.
That's interesting. Well, Kate she actually changed her name to Elder upon the union and reckons the marriage is the best decision she's ever made. She has no plans to divorce her hubby, who resides at Rimrose Valley Country Park.
Rimrose Valley.
He's always got wood.
She lives in a polyamorous lifestyle.
So she does, in fact, have another human partner in the relationship.
Yes.
Or is it another tree?
No, so she's married to the tree, but she also has a human boyfriend as well as two kids.
Are you sure this isn't in Byron Bay?
Are the kids from the tree or the guy?
100%. She says they were left at home as she celebrated the anniversary with two friends and some elderflower champagne.
Right.
Do you reckon this is one of those situations where the boyfriend, who's the human,
yeah,
just goes, yeah, look, you know, she's married to a tree. Could be worse. You know, like when a woman has like a husband who spends all his time like tinkering with an old Holden Commodore or something?
Of course.
And people say, oh, doesn't that drive you mad? He's always in the garage. She's like, oh, could be worse. He could be down the pub.
That's
true.
Like,
so, tree is a low-cost hobby.
Have they consummated the relationship?
Well, that's the real question.
She hasn't gone to saying. She said that she immediately knew the tree was the one and visits her husband up to 5 times a week. And she said that getting married was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Did she draw like a little like bow tie and tie and suit onto
no,
the tree trunk?
I love how she's actually sitting...
She holding hands with a branch?
Sitting next to the tree.
Oh, that's a big old tree.
Now, see, this woman, just looking at a picture of her, she looks like she's dropping her 5-year-old kid to school. She looks like an everyday mum.
Brown hair,
white top and blue jeans.
She looks like a semi-regular contributor to Mumsnet.
Yeah.
She does.
Oh, a fun article about how to cook spaghetti bolognese in 8 minutes.
Hey, I mean, at least she can take some branches and stuff home so the tree, a part of the tree,
is
always
her
close to her.
At all times.
Interesting
story.
Bit
rough around the edges, though.
Yeah. Well, she seems quite happy. She just goes on and on in the article saying it's the best thing she's ever done in her life.
Whatever,
like
puts a smile on your dial. Yeah, her poor kids.
Yeah. What about the boyfriend? He's just nothing.
They don't get a mention after being left at home.
Lads versus lasses up next, Crevo.
That it is. This is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. This week, we have $50 Westfield gift cards up for grabs. We need one guy, one girl. Get on the phone now. 131009, one guy, one girl.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
It's our own Battle of the Sexes game, guys versus girls, and we actually need a girl. We've got a guy on the line.
Come on, girls.
131009, lines are open. Of course, if no girl wins, the guys win instantly, which is fine with me.
And we can't have that happening. Come on, ladies,
leaderboard,
just one.
Leaderboard right now, we are tied on 10 gold stars apiece.
131009.
No better day for no girls to ring. That'd
no,
be great. Fine
surely
with me.
There's one girl out there.
Let's go to the lads, Jade.
All right.
Who's first? Trevor.
Trevor. G'day, Trev.
Hey, the boys.
Hey.
Hey. Up the boys.
My man.
Boo. So, hey, Trevor, how's the start of the week going? It's still Tuesday?
Mate, I can't complain. Look outside, a lovely blue sky. What else can I ask for?
Oh, I know. How beautiful is spring? I was actually at home yesterday in the afternoon. I was enjoying the backyard because all my flowers are starting to bloom, Trevor. And I was thinking, oh, I just wish it could be like this, like, year-round. It's just the perfect weather.
Oh, that's it.
Hey, Trevor, are you driving a big rig at the moment?
How'd you guess?
I can hear it. Tell us about your big rig. What truck is it, a Mack?
Oh, mate, you got to step it up. Come on.
Can you do me a favour? Can you prove it and honk your horn right now? Hey!
Big boy.
Big boy, big truck.
Yeah. All right, Trevor. let's go to the first question.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah.
I have a question for you before I start.
Sure.
Are these going to be harder than the last one I played?
No. I'm going to say no.
Let's find out, Trevor.
I'm going to say no.
Only one way to find out.
Trevor can honk his horn if they're wrong instead of the wrong buzzer. Off you. Question number one.
Okay. What is the style of manicure where the tip of the nail is painted white and the rest of the nail is painted light pink?
Pass.
Honk that horn for me. Yeah.
Wrong.
Excellent.
A French tip or a French manicure. French polish.
Question number two.
Okay, which famous singer has a hit single called Daisies?
Daisy? Come on, it's Katy Perry.
Oh. Yay! All right, you got one.
How easy was that?
That was pretty easy. All right. Which bra size is the largest? A, double A, or a triple A?
I'm going to have to say AAA.
Correct.
Oh, boom. Two out of three.
Yeah, right.
Trevor, good work, brother. Hold the line for us. You are taking on Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. What's on for your morning?
Oh, just on the way to work.
Very good.
I'm so glad you called, Rebecca. Thank you for representing the women out there.
No worries.
Kindred Spirits, $50 Westfield gift card up for grabs. Now, you need three to walk away with the prize today, Rebecca. Question number one. The Ranger is a ute made by which brand?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue. My dad will kill me for not knowing.
Take a stab in the dark.
Yeah.
Toyota?
Toyota is incorrect.
No.
It's Ford.
Still in the game here. We could go to a tiebreaker.
That's right. In which case, we flip a coin. Mm. What is a squid jig for? Squid jig.
Something to fix your car?
Incorrect. No. Sorry. It's for catching squid, which means, Trevor, you win, brother! Whee!
Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Get in there! I love that.
So disappointing.
And the lads sail ahead once again.
Oh, good job,
expected,
Trevor.
As expected, really. Yeah. I mean, everyone knew this was going to happen eventually.
Thanks, Rebecca. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, thank you.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
ScoMo in the Hunter today.
Yeah,
our Prime
just
Minister,
down the road.
Time ago.
Yeah, unbelievable. I
think it could be the closest I think I've ever been to a Prime Minister.
Really?
How does it make you feel?
Pretty cool.
Can you feel his presence?
Not just yet. So I don't
Luke
think he's.
Skywalker
I don't think he's in the air yet.
Now,
I don't think he's in the air.
You know, there is one person on this team, Jade.
Yeah.
That can grant you access to the Prime Minister today.
Oh, do you get it? Do you have a journalist pass?
Hamish.
Come on, Hamish. Let
Hamish
me do it
from the newsroom.
I'll step up to the plate.
Will you now?
Yeah, just give me the question.
You ask the tough question. No. You have to come up with the question.
So what do you think of the Hunter?
Okay. Look, it's a good opening.
Pass revoked.
And then I'll say, so what's the benefits of this gas plant that you're here for today?
Okay, slightly more focus.
That's skewed.
We're wanting it to ramp up a little bit.
Ramp it up. So when are you calling an election?
Okay,
that just makes no sense.
Let's bring it back to the Hunter, shall we?
Did you enjoy the drive here?
Oh, I flew.
What are the odds of me getting the lift in your plane? I want to see inside it.
Can I look inside your plane?
Real talk, Hamish.
Yeah.
Because Jade has a weird fascination with Scott Morrison.
Mm.
Are you allowed to send her along as well?
Possibly.
Do you want to meet the Prime Minister today, Jade?
Be pretty cool.
I don't know if this is necessarily a meets the press opportunity, but...
I don't think he's shaking hands.
I don't think
COVID
he'll
times.
Care. He loves a good little press opportunity, meeting the people of the Hunter.
She's easily pleased, Hamish. She was happy just to be in the same region as him just 30 seconds
That's
ago.
True.
The Prime Minister's in Tomago. Oh, I've never been this close to a Prime Minister.
It's pretty cool.
You could just ride along in the car to the car park. You'd be stoked.
Yeah.
I was in the same car park as him.
It's understanding, like, understandable how sometimes people get, you know, pulled up for stalking. Because, like, if I just wanted to be, like, near the Prime Minister.
I just wanted to be near
him. I don't want to do anything to him. I just wanted to be near him. Near the presence of greatness, you know what I mean?
You can play him our number one hit, ScoMo Kangaroo, from very early on our show.
From the creators of your favourite political toys, like the Julia Galar, Turnbull the Turtle, and Rudd the Randy Rooster. Comes the latest creation, the ScoMo Kangaroo. The pouch doubles as a stubby holder, and it acts as a comfort kangaroo when your favourite NRL team loses. Or chuck him on the front of the ute to show your Aussie pride. Let's hear from regular Australians on how much they love their ScoMo Kangaroo.
Yeah, I used it as a babysitter while down the pub.
I love my ScoMo Kangaroo. It shows how bogan I really am. I am not a paid actor.
Buy now and receive a bonus Dutton the Mutton for a limited time. Order now before he gets knifed in the back.
Ooh, it's always interesting listening to our early stuff, isn't it?
Definitely. I enjoyed that.
Actually, that was quite fun. Creative.
Forgot we did that.
Yeah.
Ready to buy one.
Dutton the Mutton, that's it.
Get ready to get stabbed in the back.
Good stuff. Hey, up next, guys. I had an unexpected trip to Sydney yesterday for work. So I went down with a guy we work with to the our Sydney station's transmitter site, you know, where they have the tower and stuff, because I'm a bit of a radio nerd.
How exciting.
Anyway, we go there. It's quite derelict and run down, to be honest. It'd be uneventful. Anyway, on the way home, we decided to stop into IKEA for some meatballs. I've never had them. And the guy I was with was like, I can't believe you've never tasted the IKEA meatballs.
It's iconic.
Iconic. So we go in. They were quite delicious. Anyway, we were meant to just leave straight after lunch. But then, of course, I turned into that person. What an absolute loser. 2 hours later.
Oh, no.
I walk out with a trolley full of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, trolley.
Oh, well, I got a...
Did you start off with the basket and you're like, then you had to upgrade again?
I got two new bath towels, a bath mat, two candles, a glass water bottle, art for my wall.
What?
Six blocks of chocolates. I got a packet of frozen meatballs to take home.
Oh.
The gravy mix.
What?
Oh,
and the lichenberry jam.
Oh, my God.
It looks like
I love IKEA. 13:10:09. Do you think IKEA should be here in the Hunter?
Oh, I don't know. We've got enough shops.
You go, no, you don't want it?
Yeah, got enough shops.
Oh, I'm all for it.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's just so much fun. I felt like Dr. Chris Brown on the living room in their little fakes, you know, bedroom and lounge room setups. It's great.
It's like a theme park for shopping.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into it. Nah, I don't want one here. We've got enough shops. They're all good already.
All right. We'll take your calls next.
Jade, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
Just saying before, guys, IKEA is like heaven to me.
There's just more stuff we don't need.
Well, I went there yesterday in Sydney, quick trip, came home with a whole haul.
Just
disgusting.
God.
I became that person. Now, I judge those people that go in and, I'm not going to buy anything. I got sucked in. So but it's so good.
You went in for the meal.
Went in for the
and
meal.
And then we thought, oh, while we're here, we'll have a look.
Yeah,
just a quick
perusal.
And then that's where they get you. You go through the first couple of rooms, so the kitchen, the fake kitchens, the fake bedrooms, and then that's when leads into the aisles.
Right.
Yeah, it sells you, you know, what you could have, and then that's when you start going, oh, okay, that's good.
I actually don't mind the store being down in Sydney. That's fine. I just don't want one here. I've got enough shops.
We need
already,
one here. Mate. We need an IKEA here in Newcastle or the Hunter. I mean, come on.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with...
Look at all the shops we have. Just add an IKEA.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with variety. And if anything, it brings in more competition so everyone's prices level out.
Also, who doesn't want to integrate some Swedish culture here in Newcastle?
Oh, look, don't make this a racism thing because I've got none of that going on. But we just don't need another big shop with all that stuff.
Let's face, you just don't like walking.
Yeah,
you're just lazy.
True. I don't you've got to go one direction. They don't even, if you turn around, they're like, there's people there going, go back the other way.
Nah, I don't think they really care, to be honest.
They do.
No, but you're going against the flow.
Yeah.
You can't go against the flow.
They get very upset about that.
but I like it.
Katie, do you think we should have an IKEA here in the Hunter?
Yes, I've never been to one. I've gone down 3 times to go there and I just get distracted by other things. So it'd be nice to actually experience what IKEA is up here without the travel.
That's the thing. A lot of people here haven't actually been to an IKEA before. Now, I'd been once in Sydney many years ago. That's why I hadn't tried the meatballs before.
Mm. I haven't had the meatballs.
In. Hook, line and sinker. Yep, I really got sucked in.
One of the reasons why we went down for the trip, but we just got distracted by something else. And I can't even tell you what that something else was, but I'd love to go there. There's so much talk about the one-way thing and how there's all these really well-priced items and things like that. I mean, I'm a sucker for Kmart, so...
Well, I was going to say, Katie, if you're a Kmart lover and you get sucked into the little homewares section...
You might just have to move into IKEA.
Well, there are beds.
Well, you could try and hide in a cupboard.
There's actually a great video on YouTube where a guy hides out in one for 24 hours. Yeah. Like he hides and then sleeps in the beds. It's amazing.
Oh, I also got a new pillow.
As well?
Yeah. I had the best sleep I've had all week.
How many purchases, how many items were there?
It's about 20, wasn't it?
No.
30?
Maybe.
30?
No, like 15.
15 to 20?
15.
I like it. I liked your bird artwork.
Oh, you sent me a picture. I like artwork.
But it's like a stitched, gold-stitched bird into like a canvas.
Oh, that's very you.
Yeah, it is.
On a black wall.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
But we've got What's the Goss, guys, with Jackson. What's on the way?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about Dr. Phil's desperate plea to fans on TikTok, plus Chrissy Teigen. She's reacted to Chris Evans' leaked nudes.
Ooh, leaked nudes.
Weak, tap away there, Jay.
Chris Evans, that's it. I'm doing it right now.
Captain America.
I'll send you the NSFW link.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey, Hamish, one of us, we're going to do it.
I know. It was only a matter of
Tim
time.
And Marty.
Day two.
Look, I've got no excuse. It literally is here written in front of me.
Years and years, though, of saying the same line.
Thing. Yeah.
So easy.
Very hard to change
it. It is muscle memory. It really is. But still,
Katie,
who do I own?
Well, no one died.
5 o'clock at New FM.
Yep.
There we go.
There you go.
7:10, good morning.
Exactly right. Up next, guys, the story out yesterday, a bit of an issue here in Australia. We may be running out of, petrol, basically. And this, seems a bit crazy, but we only have about 20 to 30 days worth of petrol in the big tanks of Australia.
I was reading an article on this yesterday.
Mm.
People are pretty freaked out about this. And
yeah, like experts.
Yeah, I was quite shocked that we have such a small amount of fuel in our stocks. 25 to 30 days isn't all that much.
But isn't that standard?
So
no.
What's standard?
It should be closer to double from what I've read.
So 60 days, roughly.
So, this is quite low, and if there's any kind of interruption to shipping, which could happen with COVID and everything, then we could just basically run out.
But it's low overseas, though. Isn't that why our stocks aren't
full? A little
full?
Bit, but it's more that we should be, we don't have enough in our stock.
I think it's fine. Just leave the price normal, because you know what? People in Melbourne aren't driving around.
Well, that's
so
the big
that's
debate,
probably
though.
Yeah.
That's probably why they're,
this is the
They've
thing.
Kept the
They're saying
fuel stocks lower.
What we need to do is put up the price a fair bit, almost double, so that we don't run out. Because if we run out, major chaos. There'll be no...
You think COVID's bad?
Yeah, you won't be able to get food and stuff. It's a serious issue. You think the toilet paper issue was bad? This would be 1,000 times worse. So what we're saying, we're putting the question out, should we put the price up a fair bit just to keep things under control?
No, I think it's fine.
I think you absolutely should put the price up because it will save us. And this is why we have these experts that, you know, have this...
Are dealing with this situation.
If we pay just a little bit more at the Bowser and stop being such stingy, tight asses sometimes, we might be okay.
No, I think it's fine. I think you're just panicking. You're jumping the gun. And it's probably just another article because the journo's, you know, got to make their mark.
It is absolutely not that. I can assure you of that. No. Wow. If the, yeah, and Crevo's right. Diesel, that's the big thing. Yeah. We run out of diesel because
the trucks need that to take all the food up and down the country.
If we have a war or something else that stops the supply. You know, the Americans have got what's called the strategic oil reserves, which basically means they've got months and months and months and possibly years of oil in which saved it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. We've got 30 days.
That's a bit greedy, isn't it?
What are we paying on average for fuel right now? Like $1.30 per litre unleaded? Just
a little bit less.
It's for your everyday Joe driving in their cars.
About $1.20 at the moment.
About $1.20.
So like if we just paid $1.50 or something for a while, just put the brakes on a little bit.
Yeah.
13.10.09.
I think it's okay.
Put the price up a bit, keep the pandemonium under control, or just leave it as it is and roll the dice.
13.10.09, taking your calls next.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Yesterday, article out about our fuel reserves, and this is not usually the tone of this show, but we only got about 20 to 30 days left worth of, like, petrol and diesel and stuff. And they're just the experts say if we just put the price up a bit, we can just slow pump the brakes a bit, so we got less chance of running out, which would just cause chaos in Australia.
Look, I'm not an expert, but I'm running off optimism, and I just think it's going to be okay. Just because, from my knowledge, I just think, well, we're not travelling interstate, no one is, and Melbourne aren't driving at all. So I just think everyone's panicking a little bit much.
Well, unfortunately, optimism will not keep the fuel.
No, will not fuel the truck as much as you'd love
it to. Stay positive, Australia.
Now, it's interesting, though, because let's take it back to the everyday Joe, right?
Yeah.
Or Jill, in the car, taking the kids to school, shopping, running around town. Are you happy to pay a bit more for your everyday fuel costs, Jade, for example? So if you're paying, like, you know, I know you like a good fuel deal. You run down the road to the cheap servo if they have, like, $1.09 sale on fuel. Would you be happy to pay if you knew that we were going to run out and it was the solution, $1.50, $1.60 per litre?
Worst case scenario.
So
just think that it's just another, like, panic article, personally.
No, the thing is, if there's something goes wrong with shipping or whatever, we could actually run out. Like, we really quite
Yeah, that's
low.
What we're saying. We're saying if.
Yeah, but, okay, rewind 10 months. Would you have predicted that we would be in the current position we're in? Like,
absolutely
a recession?
Not.
No one would have picked it. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Let's see what people are thinking.
Hey, Gabby, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
morning.
Gab. Now, tell us, you're happy to pay more for your fuel if it means that we won't run out?
I just think that paying more for our fuel is a band-aid solution, and we're not addressing the issue, which is why don't we have our own Australian fleet for actually bringing the fuel in, and why are we so reliant on foreign countries' basically supply chain with this? Something goes wrong. If another country needs the fuel, they're going to get it at the moment. Why don't we have our own fleet? And why have we dismantled the Australian one?
Good point. Common sense here.
Well, yeah, that is a good point.
That is a great point.
Probably, like, it would take a while to, you know, build a ship like that or buy it or something. Like, I don't think we can do that overnight, but long term we should have that probably. That's
yeah, like, we literally used to have over 100 ships only 20 years ago in Australia. We're down to 3.
Jeez, like, that seems crazy.
Gabby, that's
very interesting.
Maybe they're hoping more people are going to buy electric cars.
That's going to take ages to sort out. Like.
Well, hey, they're offering Uber. Gabby, did you hear that Uber drivers and people who, you know, help transport people like taxis and stuff are getting offered money if they convert their cars to electric now?
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was only in the news a couple of days ago. So I don't know, maybe this is a ploy to start getting people, the government, thinking, let's freak them all out so they start buying electric.
Maybe.
There you go.
We're delving into conspiracy territory there.
Possible.
Thank you, Gabby. Appreciate
Let's
your call.
Let's go to the next call.
Trent, good morning. Trent.
Yes.
Hey, brother, you happy to pay more dosh for the fuel in your car?
I honestly think that it won't change anything for anybody. I live at Maitland and drive to Cessnock every day for work, mm-hmm. and my husband drives to Cardiff every day for work. Right. I work with many customers who I have to understand what their budgets are, and
yeah.
I'll tell you now, it's not going to change people's habits.
Hey, Trent, are you my banker, Trent?
I am your banker.
I knew your voice. This is my banker, Trent. Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Hi, everyone.
You called on my side. Thank you.
Yeah, and look, I agree with Gabby. You know, why haven't we got our own stockpile? Why haven't, you know, we been smart enough like that? So I honestly, from a budget perspective, it's not going to affect many people. It's only going to affect those people on limited income.
Yeah, okay.
So as a banker,
you and Crevo have something in common here, Trent.
So,
just from a budget perspective, though, don't you think we, as a country, suck at budgeting with our fuel? Like, surely we need to put some safeguards and thought into this.
There's definitely some room for improvement with Australians in how they manage their money, but changing what the price it costs them to drive their vehicle when a lot of people rely on it to get to and from work is not going to change it.
All right. Yep,
there you go.
Very interesting.
Thanks for calling, Trent.
Thanks, Trent.
I love Trent.
Jade's banker, Trent.
Yeah, he's
one
so
more.
Good.
One more. All right. Rodney, how you doing? Hey, Rodney.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, really good. What are your thoughts on this?
As you mentioned, without the diesel, the trucks can't operate. But with the price of diesel going up, the truck companies then would have to put the price of their transport up, which would then push the price of all products up that they transport.
This is definitely something to think about.
It's a running theme.
If it is really like a national issue or something, you almost need like some sort of something in place for truckies so that they get like a special discount or something.
Correct. Oh, well, it's interesting. Look, it's a debate that could go on all day, really, isn't it?
I know. Who would have thought? No one would have predicted this a year ago.
That's
like
true.
Like Hamish said.
Changing times. Just like you, millionaire Mark. That's all I'm saying. Because you know what? You like to buy and sell.
How many barrels of fuel you got in your garage, Corvette?
How much you sell in price, hiking up the price. Because that's what you do, apparently. Up the prices to become millionaire Mark.
You want some diesel? I'll get some diesel.
And we have to have an intervention because somebody actually contacted me. And actually sent me screenshots of an item you're selling online.
Okay.
And they're like, this is why he's millionaire Mark. And I said, you know what? You're right.
I would just like to clarify to everyone, I'm so not a millionaire. I wish I was.
That's what they all say.
This is a total
stitcher. You're right.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. We are talking millionaire Mark.
I'd like to clarify to everyone, I'm so not a millionaire. What a stitch up this is. My God.
Well, you say stitch up, but the thing is, something needs to be addressed because I got secret screenshots sent to me.
Oh, did you now?
By a listener.
Now, of course, Crevo, you do have a buy and sell business.
I buy and sell a few bits and bobs out my shed.
Right, on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. Well known.
But you're doing okay.
I try and make a dollar here and there. Sue me.
Aha. And this is the thing, right? So this listener, they sent me these screenshots and they've said, this is the reason why Crevo is millionaire Mark, ... And they've actually sent me a plant stand that you're sending. Now, I'm going to show you this plant stand. It's made out of cane. It's one of those retro boho plant stands. It's just made out of cane. Is that how you describe it?
Something like that. That might be like a plastic one, probably, just by the look of it.
Wow.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, so this plant stand, that's, you scroll down, then they've actually gone to the advertisement from Kmart, and you're selling the woven plant stand from Kmart.
Yeah.
Okay, now Kmart sells it for $19, millionaire Mark. You're selling it for $42.
Well, to be fair, I didn't know it's from Kmart.
Yeah, right, and then they zoom in and you've left the tag on the item so you can actually zoom in and you can see that it's actually the Kmart. It still has the tag on it.
Oh, there you go. I didn't buy it from there.
And they were like, sprung.
But what's the crime? I don't know what the crime
Selling it for double the price.
Double the price.
More
Shame.
Than double.
Shame.
Do you not know how, like, business works? Like, Kmart buys it for $1 and then sells it for $20.
Look, I think that's a bit much, don't you?
Not really. That's how business works. Here's a secret for everyone. If you're anyone,
here's his sales pitch.
Yeah, here it is. This is how he's going to dig himself out of the hole.
Come on.
If anyone's ever wondered, when you go to a shop, say to buy a car or a box of cereal, the shop. Now this might come as a shock, yeah. Right? But just strap yourself in. The shop is making a profit from you by selling the thing for more than they bought it for.
Oh, Crevo.
The Kmart Crevo. Item for double the price.
Exactly. Kmart item with the tag still on it.
Yes.
$19 at Kmart. Brand new.
What do I do, though?
It's you reduce it now to $14.
It's long sold. That's been...
That poor sucker who purchased that.
I would have... But I would have sold that months ago. I don't even know when.
Do you think they got it home and... Saw the tag.
I don't know. If someone
looked it up, take the tags off.
If someone, you know, if someone's happy with it, what do I do? I don't know.
I can't believe you looked at that and evaluated $42.
Honestly,
you looked at that item and thought, you know what, I can get $42 for it, which
you
did.
Retro boho. Like,
but if it was, I mean, I could have got more probably. Really, looking at it.
You a saint.
Looking at it. Show me the picture again.
$42 was cheap.
Show me the picture again. Oh, bargain. That's a good looking thing.
Your little tape measure next to
millionaire
it.
Millionaire Mark stays.
He lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to, you know, the that brand Billionaires Boys Club?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Billionaire Boys Club. We should get you a Billionaire Mark t-shirt. Same style.
If it's a free shirt, I'm interested. Jay,
Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
131009, up next, we are playing our favourite game, What's My Age Again? This is where you call up, just have a chat with us, and we guess your age from some questions we ask.
How's the leaderboard going?
I'm still winning. I'm on 2 gold stars, Crevo and Jade, 1 apiece.
1 apiece, yeah.
To get one, you, of course, have to guess the listener's exact age.
Yeah, so if
you... close isn't good enough.
Yeah, spot on. So if you're bored in the car... you can play with us right now.
Well, we all claim to be excellent at guessing people's age purely based on their voice, but so far we haven't done so well.
No.
Give us a call right now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Bit of fun because we like to think that we can guess your age by the sound of your voice and the questions we ask. If you want to play 131009, let's get straight into it. Jade, we're meeting Tom first.
All right. G'day, Tom.
Yeah, g'day.
Yeah. Oh, hello. So, Tom, do you drink a lot of alcohol? And if so, how much?
That's deep.
Huh? I don't drink.
At all.
Don't drink at all, okay?
Okay. How many kids do you have, Tom?
I don't have any kids.
No children.
Oh, are you studying or working?
I'm working.
Working.
Tom, what kind of underwear do you wear?
Tradie
undies.
Oh, okay. I think you're 28.
I'm going to guess 31.
I think 26. Oh. I think you're a younger tradie.
Well, are we? I'm
25. 25? Oh, close enough, but no one gets it.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for playing, Tom.
Thanks,
good
brother.
Job, Tom.
Appreciate it. Oh, we were close there.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm fantastic. And how about yourself?
Oh, doing really good. Doing good. All right, Matt, first question. What did you eat for dinner last night?
Can't remember.
Okay.
Now, truthfully honest, I cannot remember.
Why can't you remember?
Old age.
It was like chicken, rice and some veggies in a bowl.
That's something that he hasn't cooked himself.
No, it's definitely...
No, it really wasn't.
You got a missus?
I did. I used to.
So you're living back with your parents?
No.
Well, who cooked the meal?
It was a friend.
A friend.
Interesting.
Just a friend.
A friend, eh?
Can I ask you, Matt, what are you grateful for?
What am I grateful for? My sister.
That's nice. Really sweet.
Okay, used to have a missus, now just living with a friend, eating bowls of chicken rice. I reckon.
And he's grateful for his sister.
I reckon you're 28 years of age.
I think you are 26.
I'm going to go with 31.
I'll take the compliments, but no, I'm 23.
23?
Wow.
23.
Wow.
And that 23 was engaged as well to with a mother of three kids.
Wow.
Your kids?
No.
Okay.
What happened in that situation? Like, did you guys just grow apart or there was a cheating scandal? What happened?
COVID.
COVID.
The bloody COVID.
It's a COVID breakup.
Big responsibility taking on, other people's kids. It's a big step, especially three at your age of 23.
Yeah.
I was 100% committed to it. It was absolutely amazing.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
Okay.
Have you taken any lovers recently?
I'm actually, yeah.
Oh, well, good. Yeah, that's good. All
you
that matters.
On dates.
Back
good.
On the horse.
Get back out.
Thanks, Maddie.
All right. Alana, how you doing?
Hi, Alana.
Good.
That's the way. What do you do for work?
I'm a nurse.
A nurse. Okay, now, there's a bit of study in nursing, so you can't be like 20, because it takes ages to get all that sorted.
That is true. Alana, did you finish your HSC? If so, what was your score?
Yes, but it was really bad because my mum passed away at the time, so I was about 40.
Oh, I'm sorry for that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It must have been a tough time.
I didn't even do mine, so that's all.
And if it helps, I'm graduating my RN this year.
You're what, sorry?
I'm graduating my registered nursing
school. Oh, congratulations.
That is awesome.
I know how old you are, Alana. You are 27 years old.
I think you cracked on with this real early. I think you're 25.
I'm going to go with your 34.
Well, I'm 24.
Oh, that was close. Jeez, none of us got any points today.
We're terrible today.
I got 1 year off twice, but that counts for zero. So.
Oh, Alana, good stuff that you're graduating this year. That's so good.
Yeah, you've got your whole life ahead of you, and you've got this great skill. You've got to help people for the rest of your career. It's freaking awesome.
Are you going to be in a specific area of nursing?
Pediatrics and neonatal.
Lovely.
Very nice.
Oh, good stuff.
Well, thanks for chatting to us and hanging out with us.
Thanks, Alana. I appreciate that. Well, damn it, guys. No stars on the board today.
Damn. We all sucked.
Up next, I've got a couple of stories, guys, that I think are a bit of a problem. And I hate to throw this very cliche phrase out there, but I'm going to do it. It's PC gone mad. I've got to get up on my soapbox next. And just have a little bit of a rant, so bear with me.
No,
you're not going to believe these stories. Some of them are out of control.
Are we in the presence of Mark Crevo, or are we in the presence of...
What is the correlation between coronavirus and toilet
paper? PC gone mad, doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Crevo, we're talking political correctness gone mad, Crevo. Never thought I would hear those words leave your mouth.
Well, look, there's just a couple of stories that came across the desk yesterday, and I was like,
Crevo pretending he has a desk.
No, we don't have desks.
Well, it's a turn of phrase, you know. Yeah. I mean, I probably haven't touched a desk in ages. I just use my phone now, my laptop, really, on my actual lap. But they just came across, and I was like, you know what? Things have just gotten a little bit out of control with some of these situations. Let's just have a little rant about it, right? So the first one I wanted to talk about was a story about eggs. Stay with me. Don't turn off. Basically, a supermarkets and a situation over in Sweden, they're now going to make it illegal for people under the age of 18 to buy eggs due to a spate of eggings and wasting eggs.
That's crazy. Let kids egg. If they want to egg something. Like, I'm not saying do it all the time, kids, but we used to do it at Halloween. In my street, we'd go around just egging each other. It was a thing that we did.
Queenslanders.
Yeah.
What a waste of eggs.
And there was a boys down the street. So there was like a couple of girls we were friends with in our street, and it was boys versus girls. We used to get on our bikes.
Really?
Yeah, we used to get on our bikes and we'd ride like up and down the street trying to hit each other with eggs.
I once got egged. A very unhappy experience for me.
A guy that worked
here. It sucks, but it's funny.
A guy that used to work here was walking down the street and a bunch of people drove past in a car and egged his shoes. Maitland
Very
Road.
Specific. Very it's specific target.
Bit of fun. An egg's not going to hurt you.
I just am so amused by the image of like a 16-year-old down the shops trying to buy some eggs for his mum or dad. Yeah,
and then being going,
here's your ID, mate.
Proof of age required for this purchase.
Crazy.
It's not a big bottle of ouzo.
Crazy.
All right. So
what
the first
country
story.
Was that?
Sweden.
Shame.
All right. The next story involves a lady who has been feeding the pigeons, right? Which seems like a sort of harmless activity. Somebody who lives at home and doesn't, you know, do much anymore, maybe doesn't have a job or whatever, retired, and just likes to go down the park, give out a bit of stale bread they got from a bakery.
The rats of the skies, pigeons.
Yeah, well,
terrible.
Some people say that. Anyway, she says she's been doing it for over 25 years, and now they want to fine her $30,000.
No.
Because you're not meant to feed wild birds and wild animals.
No, but it's in a front yard. I think I heard this story. Yeah, poor little love.
Well, yes, you say that, but I guess they are wild animals. Anyway, this is the thing. $30,000 seems like a bit of a steep one, don't you think?
Grand.
She's 72 years old, bless her heart. Let her feed some pigeons.
I can hear the hearts of a million and one Italian nonna's hearts breaking right now.
It's devastating.
The backyard hearts are breaking. Anyway,
that's mean.
It seems
that's
out of control.
Far. Yeah, it's
shame. PC gone mad. Story number two.
Shame. Shame.
All right, and the third one that's, I think, as well, is the same situation. A mum has been pleading to stop parents from tickling their children because she's saying it constitutes a form of abuse.
Oh, that's ridiculous. What is wrong with people? Why
tickling
is the world going nuts?
Wait, let's get this right. Abuse. Tickling, yeah. Same sentence.
Yep.
They do use tickling as a form of torture in some countries.
Yeah, but if a little kid's just like hanging around going, tickle me, like that's what's the, you know.
Tickle me Elmo sales will plummet, guys.
Oh, please.
honestly,
think about it.
That's a joke.
Yeah, once again,
honestly,
hey, it's a real
it's a bit of tickling.
Deal. Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. But anyway, another situation, PC gone mad. Story number three to wrap it up. Ring that bell.
Shame. Get a life. Whoever that person is, they're bloody miserable.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Time's up. Alright,
you've got 30
seconds. Ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
Alright, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo, the Novos.
It's coming up to that busy time of year, guys. I actually saw my Instagram feed, a business that I follow, put up a post saying it's 15 weeks till Christmas, and I was like, OMG, it's going to be here before you know it. So if you need a little break, a little getaway, we're giving you the
before
chance
Christmas.
To
I mean,
win
greedy
a getaway before Christmas. So all you have to do is just jump online and rate the music at newfm.com.au, and then that's it. You're in the draw to win a deluxe one-bedroom spa apartment experience at beautiful Port Stephens in the Bay.
Nice.
It's going to be glorious.
The landmark, recently renovated. Apparently it's very nice. Very nice.
I'd love to try it out.
They have that beautiful deck with all of the sun lounges next to the pool. It's
nice.
Just
fancy.
Incredible. Imagine, are you a bath bomb girl, Jade?
Actually, you know what?
Wouldn't you like to be there?
Say the truth.
Nice,
Don't say yes.
Tropical
just
smelling bath bomb.
Yeah, I'm not going to fit in. I like the idea of a bath bomb, but I'm not a bath person. I don't like sitting in a cesspool of my own filth.
Well, that's why you got to shower first. Quick shower, and then into the relaxing bath.
And then a shower after the bath.
If you want.
Yeah, it's just double. It's a double up. But anyway, I'd like to go and relax by the pool.
UFM.com.au.
You don't have to do any, though, if you don't want. Love It or Loathe It, up next. It's my turn, to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And I want to talk to you guys about things like tonics and vitamins and stuff for helping you sleep.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. New FM. Love It or Loathe It. Loathe It.
That's right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics, and today I'm going to talk tonics, vitamins, teas, all the things that help you sleep. Ooh. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I think they work. It.
Yeah?
Loathe chamomile it. Tea, that's a big one to help you go to sleep. I do have it. I think it's melatonin.
Melatonin?
Yeah, it's really good for doing that.
Melatonin.
Melatonin.
Melon flavor.
Look, I can't say it. Who cares? Yeah, but no. I think it definitely works.
Yeah, nice.
Interesting.
One.
Do you know what? I'm starting to realize as I get older, the more people you speak to, the more remedies people suggest. So it's almost like we're individuals and different things work for different people because I've tried them all. I even got a friend of mine suggested to me yesterday to use lavender oil.
Yeah, lavender is a big
steam
one.
Steam myself with lavender oil and it will help you sleep.
Reason I bring this up Pepsi is bringing out a little thing called Driftwell, which is a drink, and apparently it's got like some magnesium in there and a few other bits and pieces to help you sleep.
Sorry, hang on. Is it still a soft drink?
Well, it looks like it. It's saying it's like an advanced water drink.
Oh, advanced water drink. That's different. I wasn't sure if they were. But it was Pepsi.
It looks like a Pepsi that's blue and yellow instead of red and black or whatever their colours are.
What country?
Australia. It's coming out here soon.
Is it really? Yeah.
It's called Driftwell.
Driftwell?
Coming out in a couple of months.
We need to get on that.
Try it out, yeah. So apparently it's a new drink to help customers relax and unwind before bed.
Well,
quite
Maddie,
ironic, because Pepsi winds you right up.
It really does.
It's heaps of sugar and heaps of caffeine.
It's good, though, that they're getting into the health space. Of course,
I mean, good for them to make lots of money.
Well, Coca-Cola did try it.
Did they?
Didn't
did they?
Work that well. Remember the what was it called? The green Coke?
No, I don't remember that.
And the one with the stevia?
Like ice, like green tea? Yeah.
Stevia is just like a green tea Coke replacement, though, isn't it?
It was Coke Life, it was called.
Yeah, no, that's not going to go down well. This actually isn't too bad, considering it's an enhanced water beverage, as they're saying. That's a bit different.
I'm not into any of it. I reckon you just go on the bed and go to sleep. That's what I do.
Smart. You know what? In their article, they're saying doctors and dentists are reporting more cases of cracked teeth and insomnia as the coronavirus pandemic takes a toll on the nation's stress levels. So they're just taking advantage of our mental state and coronavirus.
But hey, I guess if it helps people sleep, go for it.
Have a red wine.
I will try it, see if it works. Too.
Glass of red.
God, I find that very relaxing.
Of course.
Well, they say that's good for your heart, don't they?
Yeah, they
one
do.
Glass.
One a day.
One a day.
I have to buy more red wine. that's what I've taken out of this whole situation.
I'll stick to my chamomile tea.
Well, the cellar's empty here at the station now.
Yeah, you have to actually buy some. What a disappointment.
I know. It's 8:15. We're talking wedding at your door next, Jadie.
We are. We're going to be joined by Jeff. So he's going to be our officiant on the day, marrying our 5 couples. We're going to check in with him and get the update on how everyone's travelling.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. On UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. This is...
The Novos.
The Novos.
Wedding at your door.
That's right. We have 5 couples getting married on October 9th. The big day is approaching and we're joined by Jeff, who is the marriage celebrant on the day. He's going to do a fantastic job. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. We should, man, weddings we're doing, we should change your name from the Novos to the Nuptials.
Yeah, we should. Right?
It's your wedding station. It's so good. We are so excited, Jeff. Now, I have to bring something up. Bit of an elephant in the room right now. So,
an
of course, it's big. You've worked with us now a couple of times, but Jade has been so inspired by you, Jeff, that she has decided to become a marriage celebrant. How do you feel?
I think that extraordinary.
Says it all.
Long pause.
I think Jay would make an excellent addition to the new breed of celebrants coming out there. And I have a very long and very warm wing. You're welcome to join.
Oh, well, thank you.
You first had a job offer.
Oh, well, that's not a job offer. It's
Well, hey, I've been doing my course and I need to have someone that in case I die or if there's an accident, you've got to have someone on the books that can be contacted by friends and family to pass on the... You know,
the job too.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, it's all in the thing. It's a big thing, isn't it, Jeff?
It is. It is a huge thing to do, and having backups is always, you know, a very good thing to do. Well, there we go. So now we can do 10 weddings in a day.
I don't think Jade will be ready by October 9. I'll give you the hot tip.
Jade doesn't like to work with others. No. Now, Jeff, all seriousness, mate, we are so excited. Five couples getting married. Now, tell us about one of our couples and their Batman pajamas, because this is great.
Okay, so they have a thing for Batman, which is fantastic. So we were talking about it, and they were getting married in their Batman pajamas. That's fine. So I said, look, I ordered a set because, you know, chances are I'll probably be the first and maybe the only celebrant to ever do a wedding in his pyjamas.
That's so cool.
That's really nice.
So they said, oh, my God, we're sending them the link. And they said, well, we've ordered the same one. So we're all going to match. So it might be a little bit. I've got to sort of kind of stand out a bit here so it doesn't look like who's the groom and who's him.
Yeah.
But they're into it. We're doing this. I've prepared snippets of the Batman movie soundtrack in their ceremony. I've been practicing my ever so late night I'm Batman kind of voice.
This is awesome.
And but the thing is, this is their wedding. This is how they want it. You know, some people might be horrified and think, oh my God, I'd like no way that would be my wedding. But you know what? I don't care because it's not yours. It's their weddings. They are pumped. They are happy. And that's what weddings are about, people being happy.
Yeah, and being themselves.
This is so cool. I can't wait to see the three of you in the Batman pajamas. You there, maybe like a little red bow tie to make you stand out. It's going to be awesome.
That's right. And look, the other couples are going well too. You know, some couples are like, oh, well, you know, where should we put our wheelie bins? Well, you know, wherever you like. Or, you know, do we have to get married? You know, and I'm like, listen, it's your thing. Like, it's fine. You know, one couple danced with the idea, can we marry them in bed? No.
No. I mean,
there's a line. I mean, you can get married in bed, but there's probably not.
Like, probably not for the radio thing.
Do you know what's do you know what's so fascinating to me? The logistics of a front yard wedding.
Yeah.
Where do we put the bins?
Yeah,
such a valid question.
Who ever thought of that?
And that's right. And another one, like, I will make sure that the grass is mowed. Well, that's quite good. Go you.
Yeah. If you want it long, though, that's your own choice.
Yeah, and added in the extra bonus of, I'll even pick up the dog Rosette. I'm not sure what a Rosette is, but I think we get the idea.
The landmine.
Let's go down that path.
Okay.
So, we're all walking into freshly cut lawn with bows on wheelie bins, and another one said, "Would you like to stay for a beer?" I'm like, "Well, no, but maybe that's kind of good." So, you know, beers at 9 o'clock in the morning is probably not the best idea.
It's very early,
very nice.
So, but they're into it. They're excited, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Katie and Nathan, Lisa and Brendan, Mark and Katie, Nicole and Simon and Rachel and Chris, October 9th, you're all getting married. Jeff, we can't wait to see you, mate. We'll chat to you soon. It's going to be fantastic. You can give Jade some live pointers on the day. She can be a little assistant.
Yeah, I'll shadow you.
Most certainly can, Jade. And look, you know, I'm always there. I'm always there for you if you need help.
Here, Jade, hold these papers.
Five real weddings, Jade.
Yes. Watch. Super cool.
As your manager, I've teed this up for you. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. What a legend he is.
He's such a nice guy.
I know.
It's going to be good. October 9th, our next big live stream event. It's going to be this massive wedding train, crisscrossing the hunt and marrying people in their front yards.
What a great event.
Coming up next is the news. And after that, guys, we are talking about the 2000 Olympic Games, the Sydney 2000 Games. Can you believe it's been 20 years?
It's crazy.
We're after your Olympic memories.
This is cool.
A trip down memory lane.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free is kicking off in half an hour after us with producer Jackson. Hey, mate.
Good morning. This is fresh from Kygo, Tina Turner.
Nice one.
It's a good one, right? Courtney Love's Hole, Celebrity Skin. Do you know she wants to get this band back together?
I would be totally down for that.
Yeah. I hope so.
Fun fact, I got my hair cut next to her in New York City once.
Where?
Yeah. What a life.
Did you chat?
We did a little bit. Shared a champagne as well. I didn't realise when they gave me a robe, they didn't expect me to also disrobe my clothes as well. So I was in my underwear. That's a fun little fact. The Weeknd as well.
The redefining pop song of 2020.
Massive one.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jackson.
No worries.
Of course, guys, it has been 20 whole years since the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games. Can you believe it?
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
How old were you in the year 2000, Creepo?
I was 13 because I started high school.
I don't know. Can't work it out.
How old are you now?
34.
So you were a year younger than me. You're 12.
Yeah, 12. There you go.
Young'uns.
Now, Hamish, you were mentioning this morning that the day of the opening ceremony, you were in fact selling phone plans to people.
Going around the south coast of New South Wales, selling phone plans for AAPT Smart Chat. Now, what's happened to them? And obviously didn't get a single jolly sale because we were knocking on doors during the opening ceremony. Completely missed it.
You must have copped some expletives.
We did.
Funny though, I can understand your boss's logic, thinking everyone's going to be at home watching the Olympics. That's when we'll get them.
They were not going to come to the door and say, "Yeah, now I'll sign over for a new phone plan."
Excuse me, what a wally!
Would you like 20 minutes for $20?
I don't think Hamish has ever spoken in a teenager's crackly voice. I feel like you had your voice when you were six, Hamish.
Not too far off. Seven.
Yeah.
Of course, the year, guys, was 1993, September 24th, to be exact, when we won the Olympic Games, or Sydney did.
The winner is Sydney, Australia.
They're the words of IOC President Juan Antonio Samaranch earlier this morning, declaring Sydney as the city to host the Olympics for the year 2000.
And like you said just before, Jade, incredible year to win the Olympics.
That's the year you want. Like the year 2000, a milestone. Like I said to you guys just off mic, I was like, I can't remember any other year where the Olympics was hosted because it wasn't a special one.
It wasn't iconic.
13:10:09 next. We're going for a trip down memory lane because it's one of those events where you remember exactly where you were during the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games. So share your memories, share your moments. Taking your calls after this.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
This morning we're taking a trip down memory lane, guys, for your Sydney 2000 Olympic memories. It's been 20 years to the day of the opening ceremony, which I still think to this very day, the best opening ceremony of all time.
Oh, it was a cracker.
Yeah.
Just so much culture, thought, everything came together at the same time, and it just created magic. Do you guys have any moments from the 2000 Olympics that stand out to you?
Nikki Webster, because I wanted to be her.
Interesting chat, because we were watching the Today Show here this morning in the studio, and Nikki Webster appeared on television footage of when she performed at the Olympics. What did you say?
To be honest, I can't remember now.
Crevo?
I really wanted to be her. I'm so jealous.
Yes, that's it. There we go. I did say that. I would have said, Mum, take me to the auditions. I thought that was so cool. I saw Nikki, because I obviously grew up watching Shirley Temple, for those who don't know, like little tap dancer and everything. I just wanted to be a little superstar, and I thought, Nikki Webster.
I guess you just didn't have that Nikki Webster X factor.
I was in Caboolture, stuck in Caboolture in Queensland.
Too far. Your mum probably went, I'm not driving all that way. Yeah.
They need a local kid auditions. From Sydney, but she did a good job.
You grew up watching who, sorry?
Shirley Temple.
Are you 73 years old, by the
I ask myself this question every single day.
That's why I'm a tap dancer.
And in the knitting
did
club.
Tap dancing for God, 20 years of my life.
Okay. Jealous of Nikki Webster.
And Shirley Temple. Yeah. I mean, child stars.
For me, it was Eric the Eel. Now, this is the Roy and HG commentary of his race, because that's the gold, really.
Yep.
And, of course, it was such an outside chance. Amazing little tidbit before we get into it.
Mm.
Afterwards, he actually became a really good swimmer and went to world championships and was at that level.
Did he really?
Yep.
He's now the national coach of the Equatorial Guinean swimming team as well.
Yeah, they've got full-size pools and everything.
Because of him.
Come on, Eric. He's got a chance to get the Equatorial Guinea record, though, and I think he's right on target for the Equatorial Guinea
record.
What is
the Equatorial Guinea record?
I think it's 153, Roy. 153, 80, which Eric holds. Here's a very big chance. He's got a very big chance to go under the Equatorial Guinea.
We love an underdog, don't we?
What a moment.
It was really amazing. And literally, like, not many sports people can say they've changed the sport of their, like, in
country.
Their whole country, which he has. Amazing story.
Of course, we can't forget, I think, the most iconic win, of course, Cathy Freeman.
Freeman runs up to her. Mary inside. Cathy lifting. Goes up to Graham. Takes the lead. Looks a winner. Draws away from Graham and Mary. This is a famous victory. A magnificent performance. What a legend. What a champion.
What a relief. I don't know whether this will be joy or relief for Cathy. Good on her. She's done it.
Oh, such determination.
I loved the bodysuit she wore.
I know. It was so iconic.
Yeah.
That green bodysuit. Melanie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Give us your memories of the 2000 Olympic Games.
Well, I was lucky enough to be in the closing ceremony of the Olympic Games.
No.
Really?
That's cool. What role did you play?
Well, I was with a school group, so I was in year 8 at school, and as a school we had to audition and send in a tape to see if we'd get selected. And we were lucky enough to be selected, and right at the beginning of the ceremony, there was a huge group of kids that came out and formed the Olympic ring.
Mm-hmm.
So we were part of that, and we were the yellow ring.
What a moment. What was that feeling like running into the arena?
It was surreal, really, because we got to run down through the aisles in the crowd and then make our way out onto the ground. And it was just amazing because you've got, like, all of these cameras flashing and, yeah, it was, like, something that I will never, ever forget. It was just incredible.
That's so cool.
A little part of history.
I know.
Right here
cool.
in Newcastle. So good. Thank you for that memory, Melanie. Amazing.
Part of the yellow ring. Just incredible. Who should we go to next?
Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Good. Sydney 2000 Olympics, your memories. Tell us.
Yeah, I was working
working for BP, and I was working at a servo that was about 2 kilometres from where the Olympic Stadium was.
Yep.
Yeah.
And on the night of the opening ceremony, the everybody was quiet. The road was quiet. Nobody was about, and the fireworks started. And I thought, I'm going to go out and watch these.
Yeah.
And I was so busy looking up at the fireworks that I didn't watch where I was going, and I tripped over the parking bollard.
I thought you were going to say that a whole heap of cars drove off without paying for their fuel.
Or Kathy Freeman walked in and bought gum.
That's funny.
None of that
happened.
What
a great story.
That's your top memory. I love that.
Hey, Joey, could you hear the crowd from where you were standing? Like, I could only imagine everywhere, the screaming and the roar of the stadium from where you were.
Yeah, it was quite loud, and yeah, we were so close, it was crazy.
All you could think about was your bruised shins.
How magical.
What a memory. Thanks, Joe. One more.
Nicole. Yeah.
Hey, Nicole, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, really good. What's your best memory of the 2000 Olympics?
So mine's quite nerdy compared to the last two that were just on.
Yeah.
I was the teenager that was made to go with my family, catch the train down there, listen to the dun 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 as you wait for the train.
Yeah.
I had the bucket hat that I had to wear all day so I didn't get sunburned. Made to walk around with my parents at the time and my sisters. So we went to the synchronized swimming, which wasn't like anything cool.
Well, I think that's
still
cool
an
there.
Olympic event.
But that night that Kathy Freeman was racing, we came out of the synchronized swimming and we were standing on the outside of the stadium because we didn't have enough money to go to the actual race. But I just remember the atmosphere and that roaring of, like, everyone cheering her on.
Wow.
It was like, it just made the whole boring day with my parents so worth it.
Wow.
It was just the amount of cheering and just, like, before the race and then as she came around to, like, the final bit and was about to go over the line, you could hear, it was like a roar. It wasn't like cheering. It was like a roar of just everyone, like, screaming.
Just a wall of sound. Yeah. It's so cute. Wow. Nicole, how old were you in the year 2000?
I was 13.
So that would have been...
What a memory. So you're 34 then?
Yeah,
we're the same age, yeah.
Wow. What a great memory. That would have been something.
I've got heaps of daggy photos of, like, wearing the Olympic shirt.
Yeah, the merch was so daggy. When you look back at old Sydney Olympics merch, it is the daggiest thing ever.
It sort of looks like a Paddle Pop brand, really, like they've brought out a new Paddle Pop range. No, well, thank you so much for calling. That's amazing.
What a unique, like, perspective. Because, like, to be just in the area was so electric, you could feel it from a distance.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, well, let's hope we get it in the year 3000.
We won't be here.
No, hold on, might be.
I was in home.
10 more years.
Well, I was in
20,
home.
50, 100.
I was in Homebush yesterday.
Hang on, we can't skip over the fact that Jay thinks that the year 3000's in 10 years, can we?
Let me tell you, Jade, it's not.
Let's hope vampires are real and I get bitten.
10, 20,
last
50,
pause.
100.
We've just ruined a perfectly nice break with silly banter about the year 3000.
Get on board. It's a bit of fun.
Oh, you little Scrooge.
You're going to be like that head in the jar from Futurama.
Yeah, we'll be.
President Nixon's head.
Maddie.
God help me. 8:51, last calls up next.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. I know when they're
alarming. Hello.
Last calls. Yeah, that's right. Anything you want to talk about, it's the FM version of AM Talkback.
Right, exactly. All wrapped up in 3:30.
Excellent. Greg, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
You're doing good, Greg. You want to talk about the Olympics? 20 years, can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it. I was actually in the crowd when Kathy Freeman won her gold medal.
No way.
Oh, my God. You're like a celebrity, Greg.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely sensational.
Was everyone on their feet?
They were up jumping around, yelling and screaming and carrying on. It was awesome.
Now, Greg, tell us, how old are you, first of all?
44.
So in your 44 years, do you have any other memories compared to the excitement and the vibe that you experienced on that night?
Yeah, going to the State of Origin in Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
Same level.
I've been there a few times. And that's next to none, that one. But that even beat the Olympics down there.
Yeah, Game 3. I'd love to go to State of Origin Game 3 for like a decider. There's nothing worse than going to a final when, you know, Blue's already won twice or Queensland's already won twice.
Sounds good to me.
Let's not compare the most iconic Olympic Games to the State of Origin.
Beg your pardon?
Let's not compare State of Origin to the most iconic Olympic Games
just
of all time.
Just because you're not into sport, no, you two. Right. Greg, I get it, mate.
Yeah, no, the Olympics was absolutely sensational.
Absolutely. Do you reckon we should have it again? Would you, you know, for the Olympics here?
Yeah, we should
here?
Have it if we could get it, yeah.
It's very expensive.
It is.
It cost them billions to have. Billions.
But hey, worth it. I reckon
reuse
worth it.
Reuse the stadiums. Be the first
in the same
country to reuse all the original things that they built.
Interesting. I went to Homebush yesterday.
Yeah.
Whilst we're on this topic.
Yeah.
The city is like frozen in time. That whole Homebush Olympic City, there's not that many people that live there. I mean, lots of apartment buildings and stuff, but it doesn't really have, like, a culture.
No.
It's almost frozen in time since the year 2000. So they're all still there. That's a good point, Jade.
Like, be the first city. Like, I don't understand why all these places, like, if you get the Olympics again, like, the Commonwealth Games that we had, when was that, this year, last year? I can't remember when it was. But I think to myself, we spend all this money on building these giant new stadiums for such a big event. Why not, like, get the games again and then reuse them and recycle? Be the first, like, country to promote, you know, sustainability and reusing facilities that they built for an original event.
Just give it a fresh lick of paint. Like, you know, maybe you could re-turf some of the bits where people keep walking on the same bit up and down. Job done, ready to go.
It just saves money, doesn't it? Repurpose it. It's just such a waste otherwise.
These Olympic villages and stuff, though, they're almost like a massive museum of that time.
Yeah.
So Homebush as a suburb is basically a massive, museum for the Sydney 2000
Olympics.
As
they say, vintage is in.
It is.
So 20 years ago, right, Crevo?
Exactly. Retro vibe going on. Great idea.
So any Olympic stuff on the up for sale in your business?
Yeah, of course. Well, 20 years, so I've had my eye out for the last couple of months.
Oh, good.
If anyone wants to buy, I've got a complete set of the pins from the Herald, Sydney Morning Herald.
Mm-hmm.
About $20.
$20?
Yeah, $20 if you want that. The full set of pins.
You better double check that, Jade. Just see what their market value is.
Double check, Mark.
Probably do even better. It's probably a good deal, actually. No, $20 is a bargain.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
$13.1009 if you want them.
We're done.
We're done and dusted.
Good show, guys. Fun show. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on the way, friend?
Halsey is in the playlist.
Yep.
I'll just really rush through ready. Oh, also to this Jason Derulo, and that's it, I'm done.
Oh,
there you go.
Crevo loves this song.
By loves, you mean find it average.
It's got a good beat to it.
This song really grew on me.
Me too.
Still really hasn't grown on me yet.
No,
I'm sure it will.
We'll see. Very good. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See you later.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.